Okay, and we are taking care of business. Good morning once again. We're so glad you could join us on Biz Talk. We will be talking business for about the next hour, and we hope you stick with us. If you are that kind of individual who is aspiring to be an entrepreneur, aspiring to have your own business, maybe you're tired of worrying about that pink slip coming down and you're thinking about, hey, what could I do if I had my own operation or my own small business? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we discuss on the show. Or maybe you're in business and you've been there for a while and you're looking for new ideas. Maybe a little new direction or some marketing tips or accounting tips or anything that you can get. Well, that's what we're doing on the show is we're trying to empower the small business community with the show Biz Talk every Saturday morning. And this morning is no different. We got a great show for you this morning. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship at the high school level, something we have never visited on the show. And I got a great guest here this morning. Before we get our guest in, a couple of things I wanted to mention. Tony Bush is off this morning. He's out on assignment. We gave him the Saturday off. And he's in the great state of Alabama, and he said he'd be listening. So, Tony, if you're listening from Alabama, that's great. You can pick us up on, I think we stream, don't we? Yeah. So anybody that happens to want to tap into us by computer can do that. Anyway, the show is brought to you by the Score Chapter. Well, the Score Chapter has been in existence here in the Valley for close to 30 years, I believe. And we are made up of some 65 volunteers that basically all of them have probably either some kind of small business background, having started their own business. We've got people in different entities from the food industry to the manufacturing sector, people that have come through retail, that have come through the corporate environments, and just all over the map. So anything that may be going on in your world that you may need help with in the way of a business advice can come through the Score Chapter. There's about 35 real active Score counselors that meet with individuals every day of the week. And all you got to do to set up a counseling session is go to our website, which is Score, S-C-O-R-E, foxcities.com, and just click on. And there where it asks for, it mentions counseling, just click on to counseling and it'll give you a little, a very simple form to just fill out online and then submit it. And within a short time, a Score counselor will be calling you to set up a one-on-one appointment. And if that's, and some people want to have their counseling session done online, they just want to do it by email, and that's okay too. We're in the 21st century, so why not use the technology? anyway, the Score Chapter is an organization that is part of a national organization called Score National that was begun some 45 years ago in Washington, D.C., a group of entrepreneurs that came to the then Johnson administration and suggested the idea of a mentorship entity made up of all volunteers that could help people get into the business world or help them develop their business skills or just be a mentor for people that were either in business or getting into business. And that's where it started, and it's evolved today to a program that really deals with one-on-one counseling sessions all over the country. I think there are some 14,000 Score volunteers all over the United States. Once again, the show is brought to you by our anchor sponsor is Associated Bank, who is a premier lending source here in the Fox Valley. Actually, Anchor Bank is active in about three states besides Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and I believe Illinois. So very active in SBA or Small Business Administration lending. Also, one of our sponsors, Albertson Hailing, has been with us, I think, some going on 4 years now, I want to say. Albertson Hailing have been with us. We always kind of steer people when they're starting a business or when they're expanding their business to develop a good relationship with an accounting firm, and Albertson Hailing are an excellent one. They deal with a lot of small businesses right from the startup right to the ongoing phase of their business. Even if you don't use them on a day-to-day basis, it's great to consult a professional, an accounting professional. Also, the other tier of consultants in your business should be a good attorney. And we've got an excellent sponsorship attorney with the Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff there, only practice business law. They're not into personal injury, not into divorces, not into other forms of law, strictly business law. So if it, from the very get-go of your business, if it's having help in developing your articles of organization and getting yourself formed into an entity, they can help. Or any kind of business issue, legal issue that's coming down the pike. And also our friends over at the Business News, who publish a great business paper, and they've been with us probably close to the beginning of the show back in 2002. And Jerry Mader and his staff do a great job of covering business news all throughout a 10-county area around northeast Wisconsin. So we want to thank our sponsors. And, of course, the Venture Center has been one of our supportive sponsors over the years, and we'll mention that a little bit later on the show this morning. So there you have it. That's our show, and we are going to get started here in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to give you the numbers now, and I'll give them throughout the show because we'd love to hear from you this morning. Maybe you're a business person that's getting started. Maybe you're not in the startup phase. Maybe you're in the expansion phase, and you have a couple of questions or comments. Call us here in Appleton at 281-1150, or if you're outside of Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. That's our TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150, or locally in Appleton, 281-1150. And we're going to take a short little break here, and we'll come back because I want to bring our guest on. We got a great show this morning. I'm real excited about it. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship at the high school level. We'll be right back. This is Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150. Okay, we are back on Biz Talk. We're talking business. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and we are live on the air this morning. We're looking for some callers, so if you're out there, you want to give us a call this morning, call us at 281-1150. Once again, our toll-free number, TDS Metricom toll-free, is 866-887-1150. 866-887-1150. Okay, we got a, as I said, we got a good show, and we're gonna kind of visit entrepreneurship as we're reaching it on a different plane. Because we did the a day-long event back here on September the 30th, and we had an all-day event. John Lombardi, the grandson of Vince Lombardi, was our keynote speaker, along with a lot of other good speakers that day, and really, really honed in on business topics. That's all we talked about. And a lot of people that were in business and not in business people, people that aspired or were looking. Because let's face it, there's a huge landscape out there right now of a lot of people, and that just aren't finding jobs. The jobs aren't around every corner right now. We're in a tight economy. A lot of companies are just not hiring because they're trying to get by as lean as they can be. So a lot of people are going without a job, and so many of those people are turning toward starting a business as a way to find an income stream. So our guest this morning was one of those attendees that showed up at our all-day business event, Mark Busco. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about having you because you're a guy that you're still in high school. You're mm-hmm. what? Your last year of high school, right?
Yes, I'm a senior.
Right. And Mark was wrote us a very kind letter. Really got a lot out of that day long event. And I think you were telling me you took about 4 pages of notes that day.
Oh yeah, yeah. I took a ton of information from that event. John Lombardi, a great speaker. I learned a bunch from the other speakers also. So it was almost it was better than me being at school. Actually, I learned a lot more at the event.
Well, that's great because yet now as we talk, you're filling me in a little bit on your background. You're a young guy, athletic. You came through high school athletics, and did you say that you were not playing athletics anymore, or basically
not currently? I'm not. Okay. I had a lot of injuries my freshman and sophomore years, and kind of steering toward entrepreneurship now. So
yeah, so the injuries, well, not a good thing. Probably the bright side of that whole event is it kind of led you toward this whole world of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, you know, they always say like one door closes, and for me, like 5 or 6 doors opened, so it was meant to be, I think.
Yeah, that's great. Now, so you know, the concept or the idea of entrepreneurship came into your mind, but did you have any idea how you were going to plan or to get up to speed to maybe get ready and get yourself? And you're doing that right now, as I might add.
End of my sophomore year, I had an idea that I really thought I could exploit, and I kind of found a niche market out there. Mm-hmm. And my product that I'm currently working on is it's geared directly towards teens, and it's a teen supplement. Mm-hmm. And it's really become my passion over these last 2.5 years that I've been working with it. And it's really come a long way, and especially these last few months, it's really starting to get really, really exciting, and it's starting actually to take off, and I just can't wait to get everything going, get the ball rolling.
So you got this idea, and you're not just sitting on the idea. You're actually going out there and doing something. In other words, you've done what entrepreneurs really is all about. Entrepreneurship is to find a void in the marketplace and go out there and try to fill that void.
Yeah, I think I found a void, and I think I can do it better than some of the companies on the market right now. So I'm going to go at it 100%, go at it with all my passion, and see what I can do within the next couple of years, and hopefully get this product on shelves within, my goal is 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, that was kind of how, as we were talking earlier, how the product Gatorade got thought up, is athletes were finding they're depleted. And a lot of what depleted the athletes, somebody with a great idea on the staff at the University of Florida put together a mixture of things that would replenish mm-hmm. what was getting depleted. And thus was born Gatorade. And I think you see that in every NFL game on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But now, so you got this idea, and you're coming to fruition with the idea. But not only do you take an idea, you have done some things at your school that have helped other schoolmates who might not really know what they're going to do at graduation time think seriously about entrepreneurship.
Yeah, this year I really took it upon myself to kind of instill to these students that entrepreneurship is one of the most important things in this economy right now. And I feel like it's my duty, me being an aspiring entrepreneur, to get students excited and fired up as I was when I learned about entrepreneurship, and just show them the benefits of what entrepreneurship is. So I just felt like it was my duty as a senior, as a leader of my high school, just to go out and mm-hmm. make these kids aware of this great thing called entrepreneurship.
Now, how are you finding the kids accepting this? Are they receptive to the whole idea, or are they getting excited about it?
The kids are super excited about it. For my first workshop, I had 35 students attend, mm-hmm. and the staff is excited. They're asking me questions about entrepreneurship, asking me about my idea. My principal, my high school, Mr. Mike Riefeld, is very receptive of the idea. Mm-hmm. He loves the fact that I'm promoting entrepreneurship in my high school because nobody's ever done it before.
Yeah.
Nobody's really stepped up and really taken control of this entrepreneurship.
Well, I'm glad to hear the school's very supportive of it because, you know, we can go back to when I was going to high school, when I came through college, everybody wanted to aspire to be an IBM executive. That was the great, and over the years, that whole philosophy has kind of gone out the window, and entrepreneurship is starting to become embraced, but not so much at the high school level, which is really kind of unique. You know, you see people coming out of college maybe looking around at a business as opposed to just taking a job somewhere like they used to, like a startup level job. Mm-hmm. But so here you are promoting this idea, and kids are kind of standing up and taking notice with it.
Yeah, it's really cool to have a student come to you after the workshop and say, you know, Mark, I had this great idea for these last couple years, but I never told anybody because I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But now that you stepped up and started these workshops and gave me these great resources, I'm going to go through with this idea and see if I can get it off the ground.
Right.
So it just makes your day so much better when you have a student come to you and say that after you did such a great workshop. So.
Well, we're talking about social media here a few minutes ago, and there's a movie out right now about the kid that started up the Facebook.
Yep.
And, I mean, this kid is fabulously wealthy. We're not saying that everybody's going to explode like that, but what a phenomenal thing.
I just saw the movie. I saw it twice, actually.
Did you?
It's that good. Mark Zuckerberg, he dropped out of Harvard to start Facebook, and mm-hmm. It's a great story on how Facebook got started and kind of how he possibly might have stole this idea mm-hmm. from these two brothers at Harvard, but it's a great story, and I recommend that everybody goes watch it.
Yeah. Well, he's so fabulously wealthy. I think he gave $100 million to the New Jersey school system.
Yep.
So when you can do that, you've come, you've arrived.
Yeah.
But and I think it's stories like that, kids that see that say, wait a minute, there's another way to wealth. And we all know that probably 64% of the jobs in this country come through the small business private sector.
Yes, they do.
And statistically, that's where the jobs are. Family type run businesses, mom and pop, smaller businesses than the Fortune 500s.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So did you, at what age in high school did this start to become important to you?
I started to feel the entrepreneurial itch when I was about 16 years old.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. And this never would have been possible if I wasn't involved in DECA.
Yeah.
It's a marketing organization through high schools and in colleges also. And I really want to actually kind of give a shout out here real quick to my three marketing teachers that have been working with me with this idea, Miss Warner, Miss Collins, and Mrs. Ward, who are probably listening right now. But it's because of those three great ladies that this idea has evolved into what it has become today. So.
Well, maybe we can get them to call in this morning, too.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I got to date myself a little bit. When he said DECA, he asked me if I knew what DECA was, and I said, yeah, it's a record company. And weren't those the guys that the Beatles got on DECA label? talk about being dated. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, right, I'm talking with Mark Busco, and he's a very, very high-powered young entrepreneur. I'm really impressed with your enthusiasm, Mark. You know, that's what I saw most. You got a lot of, you're bubbling with it. And you're about ready to plug into the Venture Center to help to visit or build your business plan.
Yeah, I am. Bring it. In January, I'm enrolling in the eSeed class.
Yeah.
I met last week with Amy Peisch about my idea, and she loved it. What really stood out to her also was the enthusiasm, and I think a quote that I live by every day is enthusiasm and perseverance conquers all.
Yeah.
So I might not be the smartest kid out there, but my enthusiasm and my passion for my idea just shines through in everything that I do. So
right.
I really live by that quote every day. But yeah, the Venture Center, can't wait to start working with them. Really excited to work with Amy. And I just can't wait to get my idea off the ground. It's been 2 years of a lot of tedious work, a lot of like a model business plan, getting graphic designers in line. But I just can't wait to get it going and hopefully get it on the market in a few years.
Well, one of the things, you know, with the enthusiasm, and I'm glad it's there, and the only thing that I hope doesn't go, because entrepreneurship has a, you know, it has its highs and lows, too. You're going to hit spells where it seems like nothing is working, nothing's happening. But if you stay with it, if that determination, if that drive, if that passion continues and you don't lose touch with that, that's what usually all entrepreneurs have had to say. They had to go through some lean times to kind of see the pay dirt.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, and so you're approaching it with the right approach because it's something you got a passion about. People come to us at SCORE all the time and say, you know, I want to start a business, but I don't really have an idea. And we try to steer them towards something that they're passionate about.
Yeah.
Or something that they would do as a hobby, and maybe if you could take that and translate it to a business.
Yeah, what I see now is most startups come from problems that haven't been solved. It's somebody's daily problem that they can't deal with anymore, and they can't stand. They want to solve that problem, so that's their idea that they bring to the marketplace.
Right, find a need out there and fill that need.
Exactly, find that market.
And and I think everybody, going back to the beginning of McDonald's, Ray Kroc, there was no fast food places back in those days like there is now. But he saw something, and he had a vision of what it would look like maybe years later and down the road. But nobody realizes how lean or how tough times Ray Kroc and the McDonald's idea was before it came to fruition the way we know it today. But okay, we are talking biz right here in Biz Talk. I'd like to, once again, if you're out there, and those of you that work with Mark want to give us a call, some of the teachers at the school, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. 281-1150 in Appleton, and if you're outside of Appleton, maybe you're in Green Bay or you're in Fond du Lac, call us at 866-887-1150. And if you call in, I've got a book. It's called Speaking of Success, written by four great authors. All contributed to this book, and I will gladly get one off to you for just calling in this morning. All right, why don't we take a quick break? I'm talking with Mark Busco. We'll get right back to our interview. I'm Jim Rossetti on Biz Talk. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at 1150 WHBY. Okay, we are back on Biz Talk. We're talking business right here on the radio. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, from the Score Chapter in the Fox Cities. And sitting in the studio with me this morning is Mark Busco. Mark is a young entrepreneur that is striking out, and he's really he knows where he wants to go. So one of the things, Mark, about writing a business plan is it tells you, hey, where do I want to be in 3 to 5 years with this? You know, you're laying out some kind of long-range goals, which is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. But you were talking at the workshops. You're the one that conducts the workshops. You hand out materials to the students. And do they participate a lot, ask a lot of questions, get, you know, lively discussion
going?
They're
very receptive to the workshop. They interact with me. They really love the PowerPoint kind of format.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also go away from that PowerPoint, and I actually just talk to them on a personal level.
Right.
I ask a lot, multiple questions. You know, what do you think about this idea? What do you think about this? And
sure.
Then they are, tons of kids respond. So, I mean, it's great.
Well, I think if you can actually get across to kids, you know, that starting a business is a little different than taking a job, because a job to me, the word job, J-O-B, stands for just over broke. not that there's anything, somebody's got to work jobs, everybody works jobs, but I think my first break from the corporate environment was back in the early 1980s. I started one of my first businesses in South Florida. It was an entertainment. I've been in the entertainment business. I've been a singer, a guitar player. I've been always active in that. And it's always been kind of a hobby. Even though I've made money at it, it was always somewhat of a hobby. But I think I started my first business booking other entertainers. And it wasn't a new thing, so I had to go out there and find entertainers that would actually take my bookings, and then I had to find places to book them. So there was a dry spell. There's a period where you're not going to be seeing a lot of income, especially in the startup phase of it. Are these things that you kind of share with the kids? You know, there's going to be, you know, some time span in getting started, but they need to stay focused.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. I think it's just kind of instilling that into the back of their minds. It's always there. So maybe after high school or even after college, if they want and they have that itch
right,
to start their own business, it's just in the back of their mind. Oh yeah, that presentation that Mark did. Oh,
sure.
Yeah, entrepreneurship. Yeah. So it's just kind of instilling them with what an entrepreneur is, the actual definition,
right.
What traits entrepreneurs have, and just kind of a little bit what entrepreneurs on a day-to-day basis. So I don't really dive very deep into the entrepreneur in these workshops, but I just get the kids really fired up and super excited about becoming an entrepreneur.
And most important, how to spell the word entrepreneur. I still have trouble with it. Okay, as you're talking about this, and we're talking entrepreneurship, and the way I see it, entrepreneurship is not so much, you know, I think a lot of people feel that starting a small business really revolves around what you can do physically yourself, and that's true, and that's important. Like you walk into an auto repair shop, and maybe the guy that started the business, he's busy under a hood of a car, or he's underneath a vehicle. And he's not the kind of guy that really wants to pull himself away from that job and take a phone call or sit down and develop a marketing strategy for his automobile repair shop. He's busy, engaged in his work. And sometimes people wind up not seeing the whole picture, because when you are the entrepreneur, you do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Until you can hire people that can do these different functions. And as we see corporate America today, I mean, a lot of huge companies have marketing departments. They have accounting departments. When you're a startup as an entrepreneur, you can't afford those things.
No, you really have to do it all. You have to do the accounting.
Yeah.
You have to do the maintenance, the bookkeeping. So entrepreneurs in the beginning do it all. But hopefully as that business grows and you get bigger and larger, you'll be able to have a marketing department or an accounting department.
I think that the key is figuring out how to put systems in place. So if I'm going to develop these different facets of my entrepreneurship or my business idea, I want to systematize my marketing. I want to develop a marketing strategy and my business plan and be able to implement that. And so I don't have to rethink an idea every single day of how I'm going to market and sell my business. Basically, a certain portion of my day might be devoted to how am I going to build sales for tomorrow, the next day, and the next month, and the next year, right?
Yeah, I agree. But the one thing that I'm running into right now is just being in high school, being involved in so many organizations and volunteer groups, is I just don't have the time
that I
wish I could. I wish I could devote 12 hours a day to, you know, just my idea. But that's the reason why it's taken these 2.5 years and it's still kind of in the startup phase is I just don't have, you know, I can't devote my whole time, my whole amount of time every single day to my idea. But hopefully as I get older and especially over this summer, I'm going to work on it every day, 24/7. That's all I think about. So, it's just right now, it's just especially with a lot of high school kids, they don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I really encourage all these great high schoolers out there and the amazing high schoolers that we have out in this valley, in this area, to get involved in entrepreneurship and just see what it is and experiment a little bit what it is. Because I think there's so many high school kids that are set with, oh, I just want to get a four-year degree. I want to go work for M&I Bank or for Nike or for some big company.
Right.
And then I want to move up that corporate ladder until I'm the CEO. That's not how it is nowadays, I don't think. I don't think high schoolers should look at it that way. They should look at it, I have an opportunity to create my own job out of high school or even out of college.
Where I can start as the CEO.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know, and those aspirations are fine. I think some, a lot, and thank God we live in a country where we can still start at the very bottom. You can sweep floors at Nike and then maybe work your way up to a CEO. But it's not always that easy. And a lot of politics get into bigger companies, you know, as we were talking before the show. And sometimes political things can disrupt, you know, even corporate America, corporate jobs that we think really have it all together. You find out that they're bleeding red ink, you know, because somewhere somebody is not, you know, politics sometimes can destroy the focus of a corporation. But I think if kids get that vision, I know the guy that started IBM, one of the things Tom Watson, I read a book about his early on when I was, you know, just getting out of high school into college. And one of the things that always fascinated me about what he said is he could see IBM the way it was going to look a generation later, you know, 20. He saw that vision and he just kept it in his mind and he just worked toward that vision.
I think it's just that relentless thinking that entrepreneurs have. And that's kind of the trait that they kind of all, everyone has.
And it's so easy to get distracted when you're in business. And the younger, you know, I mean, today you got friends, you got peers, you got social media, you've got video games, you got television, you got constant distractions all day long.
Yeah.
And it's hard to kind of tune that stuff out. So how do you do it?
Well, I'm not really a big video gamer. I plan my day very well. I have a planner that I organize with, and I really devote, like, let's say I have some homework to do, and it's going to take me about an hour to do it. I take that hour from 6 to 7 o'clock to do that homework, and then I move straight to my other idea, and I crank up my homework as soon as I get home from school, and then I work on my entrepreneurial idea, and then I work on my other stuff that I'm doing. But I think it's really important, a time management for high schoolers, especially if they learn how to manage their time right.
Right.
They can get anything done that they want to get done.
I think that's almost key to success in business too.
I agree.
Is how do I set up my time? And believe me, over the years, I think my biggest enemy has been distractions and time management.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll come into your business at the beginning of the day, and the only thing that you'll start with are the things that are screaming at you the loudest. Even though I set up my day to do certain things, you walk in and there's always something to happen. You know, it's vying for your attention. So, you know, one of the nice things that you said is you set time aside for your business idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, that time accumulates.
Yeah, that time is my 30 minutes or an hour where it's just that idea. I turn my cell phone off. Yeah. I turn off all distractions. I close my door in my room, and it's just me and my idea for an hour, and that's kind of the funnest time of my day, because I live and breathe my idea right now, and I just can't wait to get it off the ground and started. So
now you said one thing, and one of the biggest again distractions, enemies, can be what other people say.
Yeah.
And how often is it that somebody's going to say, oh, why don't you go get a real job, Mark? Why do you keep...
I have a lot of teachers that, they don't call me crazy, but they say, why would you want to do that while you're in high school or even into college?
Sure.
And then I have, my family members are very supportive, my mom and my dad.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, they love the idea, very supportive of me. They're just, every day they just keep persuading me and keep saying, you know, Mark, continue to do this idea, keep working at it, but... I've had other family members say that you're crazy a little bit.
Sure.
I've had friends say, why the heck would you do that in high school? You know, you're only 18 years old. Why would you want to start a business when you're 18 years old? And I say, why the heck not? You know, I don't think it really matters your age.
Right, right, right.
But then I just have people that I meet.
Didn't matter a whole lot to Bill Gates, did it?
Exactly. But I just have a lot of people saying, no, no, you can't do that. No, it's not going to be successful. That just breathes into my motivation and keeps me going every single day.
That is phenomenal. Because so many people can't block that out. They tend to hear it so much, then they start to get influenced by it.
Yeah, I think not everybody can do that, though. I think entrepreneurs are almost a different brand of people.
Yeah.
I think you have to be able to block out all that negativity every single day that you're hearing and then be able to just to focus all your energy onto that idea and starting up your business and becoming successful and then saying, you know what, I proved you wrong.
Right, exactly, exactly. Hey, if you want to call us, give us a call here in Appleton at 281-1150. If you're listening this morning, you have a question for Mark or myself, we'd be glad to get you in here. If you're outside of Appleton, call us at 866-887-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, you can call us at 271-1150. Appleton, 281-1150, Green Bay, 271-1150. And Mark Brusco, Mark is a what I would call a budding entrepreneur. You're a rising star with your own business destiny kind of already being mapped out as you go, especially when you go through the Venture Center program.
Yeah, I have this one idea that I really focused on my time to, but then I also have three or four other ideas that are on the back burner on what I want to do when I get a little older in life. So.
Yeah, yeah. So you got long-range plans.
Yeah, I do. I have my short-term goals, but then I also have my long-term business ideas also.
Okay. Do we want to take a quick break here? We're talking with Mark Brusco. We got some real exciting stuff to dig into before we wrap up today, folks. So don't go away. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. Okay, we are back on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Mark Brusco, who is our guest this morning at the high school level. We're talking entrepreneurship, and we got a guest caller on the line. Jesse, are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
So I've been hearing things that you are a teacher at the school, Mark attends.
I am. I'm Mark's marketing teacher. I started my little journey with him when he was a freshman, and it's been four exciting years, and keeps me on my toes.
Oh, that's that is great. So we got a budding entrepreneur here. When Mark came in the studio this morning, he was loaded with enthusiasm, and I was really I think we first heard from Mark right after that day-long event that we did. Mark had written us a great letter, and so you're kind of one of the motivating forces behind him.
I hope I am. I'd be proud someday when he hits it big and he looks back and says, Miss Warner helped me.
Well, he said you were very influential in helping him nurture the ideas and keep focused and keep on track. So we're excited to hear that.
Yeah. When he was a freshman, there was something different about him. Mm-hmm. He just had this spark and this initiative, and he was so focused on himself, he didn't care, you know, what other kids were saying, and he did his own thing, and he's kind of like our school cheerleader. He's just got all this positivity, and he just does what he wants to do. And so I saw that in him, and when he came to me and said, hey, can you help me with this idea? Mm-hmm. I don't even help that much. I mean, Mark seeks his own, resources.
Yeah.
He really does a lot of it on his own, and I just kind of am his cheerleader.
Well, that is, I can't tell you how, because I know how it's easy to get lost in academia sometimes and kind of burn out that real bright, and not that there's anything wrong. I mean, we all need the educational background.
Right.
But sometimes I think we can get kind of immersed in it and not see outside of the. And he's got that. He's got this certain thing about him that really comes across. He's got a very captivating personality. He's got a lot of enthusiasm, and it just comes through. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be curious to hear his perspective on what the one most influential factor has been in the last 4 years.
Okay, well, I'm going to fire that off to him before. Hey, Jesse, thanks for joining us this morning. And if you want to hang in a second, we can get off the air. We'll get a address. I can fire you off a book called Speaking of Success, a good book. I think you'll enjoy
it.
So,
thank you.
Okay, so let's visit that, what Jesse had said, your motivating factor.
I'd have to go back to DECA again.
Yep.
DECA is really, it's really thrown me into this whole marketing loop almost in entrepreneurial sense. And when I go to these conferences, I love to talk about my idea, and I love to tell kids about it. And they're like, wow, you're doing that when you're, you know, 17, 18 years old. It's great. But DECA is definitely turned me into the person that I am today. When I came into high school, I wanted to be an athletic trainer.
I wanted
to go with something athletics because I was very athletic and I love sports. But over the course of these 4 years, the injuries have kind of pushed me off that road. Mm-hmm. And DECA is really showing me the way that I want to go, what I want to do the rest of my life.
And DECA, is it an organization, an entity?
It's an organization, and mm-hmm. it's at the high school level and college level. What DECA is, it's a marketing organization where students can go, and we actually have competitions. And there's a district level, state level, and then there's an international level.
Yeah.
And each level obviously grows. But last year, I actually took this idea that I've been sharing with you for the last hour to the state level, and I actually got first place. Met a boatload of people. Great. DECA is a great way to network with people. And then I actually got to take it to the international conference in Louisville, Kentucky last year, and I took fourth place.
Really?
So, I mean, the people that you meet at the DECA events, I still talk to today.
Yeah.
They're kind of like my mentors. They just want to show me the right way and just kind of see my idea turn from just an idea to an actual business.
Well, the thing is, Mark, I think we're all going to be able to look back someday and say, hey, we remember hearing from Mark way back on the Biz Talk show years ago. But because I can see you're headed somewhere, you're with your ideas and your determination. You know, you've got a lot of the ingredients that entrepreneurs need in order to make it.
Yeah, and I, like I said earlier, I never saw myself as an entrepreneur when I was a freshman and sophomore. I really kind of just came into this way through DECA, through marketing, and through workshops that I've been attending.
Quick thing before we exit the air this morning, have you got a little biz tip we can toss out there to listeners this morning if you were to?
I think especially for high schoolers that are listening, just go for your ideas. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anything stop you, I should say. Just keep pursuing that idea, find an idea that hasn't been met yet and make it that much better. And for everybody else that is listening on the air, if you're not happy with your current job, why not make your own job and do something that you love? Because entrepreneurs, their businesses are usually something that they love to do and they're passionate about. So if you're necessarily not passionate with your idea or your business that you're in right now, create your own business. Be an entrepreneur.
And that's Mark Busco. Thank you, Mark, so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
That's our show. We'll see you next Saturday morning, same time, same station. Thank you much.